Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. You know who I am. You should, of course. Okay, enough of that. Episode 10, Season 7. Now, I'm calling this one the overlap. Because no matter what I do, Hunter Logan the artist and Hunter Logan the DJ just keep overlapping each other. It's like we're just tethered together. And why wouldn't we be? We're the same person. So, in this episode, I'm going to talk artist, I'm going to talk radio. First, I'm going to talk a little frustration with the radio, though. But I'm really aggravated by this. And, you know, we're heard in 193 countries. There's only 195 known countries. I can't make the claim that we're heard in every country. I know some radio stations do. Maybe they are. We can't do that yet. Because I simply haven't been able to prove it with our analytics. Now, I'm sad to say, with the Google update and stuff, we lost from 2013 to... We lost about 4 or 5 years worth of analytics. But we have it down on paper, but we can't pull it up. But at least it's down on paper, so grateful for that. It is what it is. Our updates didn't get done in time. Didn't know about it. Not blaming anyone. If anyone has to take the blame, it has to be me. My ignorance of it, not knowing. We hadn't been able to hire anyone to stay on top of that. So, again, the lack of funding, I don't know what to do about that. I really don't. That's a whole nother subject. And I just don't know what to do. But this particular thing that's frustrating me at the moment, just one of the things, many things, is because we're heard everywhere. And I just want to focus on the United States portion of where we're heard. Now, I'll just be honest with you. There's not a whole bunch of artists that support HLE Radio. Why? I don't know. You say, well, radio should be free to the artist. Absolutely. And there's been no radio station that has done more for Christian country and Christian country artists than HLE Radio. We've created many platforms for them. 24/7, 365, we're not just a specialty station. Get heard all over the world. But my point is, they won't even take a few minutes out of their day to send me some dates to announce. Even when we were lucky enough to secure the community coffee sponsor for the Christian Country Concert Calendar. And we had those people for 6 months, thank goodness. But we didn't have enough dates to keep it really going. I'm sure they knew that. And that's why they pulled out. And one of the reasons, maybe, I don't know. But I've never seen a bunch of more lazy artists than I've seen in Christian country. That's right, I said it. Lazy. Man, when I was doing this for a living, I busted my butt. I had 4 PA systems set up. I was doing 4 different house gigs and still playing other shows. You gotta hustle. These artists just think they already made it. You just show up. Radio play? They had a few specialty shows on some stations on Saturday morning. That was our radio play. There was no 24/7, 365. One station did that. Now there's 2 still in Swamp Pop. 2. There's a heck of a lot of local Louisiana artists. There's a lot of Swamp Pop artists and Cajun Fringe artists, Zydeco artists, all fighting for a spot. None of us could afford to advertise on the station there. I can tell you what, it was more than $30 a month. There was no monthly There wasn't no $30 a month you could do on a radio station. And it wasn't internet. It didn't go all over the world. And my point to all of this is this. If we're in all 50 states, and we have listeners, we'd prove that. If we're in all 50 states and you're playing somewhere, why in the heck would you not just send me your dates? Why wouldn't you copy them off your website, wherever you got them listed, or sit down and write them down, even if you don't have a website, write them down and send them in to me. Type them down and email them to me. Don't send them to me in Messenger. Email them to me. Email me the dates and let me announce them on the radio. not only do they get announced Monday through Friday on the morning show, but the morning show replays at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So it gets announced twice a day at the peak times that people listen. Yet the artists are too lazy to do that. I don't care if you listen to the radio. You don't have to listen to the radio to put your dates down and send them in. Well, this is how you listen to the radio. The one time you want to tune in and listen and don't hear your song played on the morning show, then Hunter ain't playing your music. That's when you want to listen. So for you listen for a 2-hour span one day, don't hear your song on the morning show, and Hunter ain't playing your music. But what about the other 22 hours in a day? I bet it gets played then. I guess you can tell I'm a little fired up about that. Yeah, I'm doing this podcast at 4 o'clock in the morning too. So by the time y'all hear this, there'll be a new way to get the podcast. It'll be on a new site and stuff, because I'm getting all that stuff worked. It's part of the overlap process here that I'm talking about. And then, you know, there's the whole artist thing for me. And I know that last episode, y'all thinking, oh, I ain't finished with that. I'll touch some more on it. There's a lot more goes into that one. The Lord's been working on me, and I've been through a process. Just like he's working on a lot of y'all, too. I know he is. Now, the morning show has not been where I want it to be. And maybe I'm looking for something that is not even there. I'm trying to recreate some of the things I used to do when I probably should be doing some new things. The songs keep coming. And I got new songs. The album's done. But the funding's gone. When I say the funding's gone, I had a bunch of extra equipment that I found during the move. Had stuff tucked away. So what I did is I sold all that equipment. And it was going to be enough to finish the album and get product. $4,200 worth of equipment I sold. All the equipment is about what I made off of it. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I had to use it to pay the station bills. That money had to go for keeping the station open. So now that it's come time to go into the studio and record the songs, well, I'm short. I don't have that money on hand. Now, we're still short every month on station bills. God's still providing. I mean, he's keeping the doors open, but, you know, I'm deferring electric bills, calling and getting extensions on things, and it's I got a stack full of judgments. I ain't even counted them up yet, but I made a folder over here for me. Well, I'm making a folder today, actually, to put them in. It is what it is. I don't know why we don't have any support anymore. I don't know. Maybe HLE Radio has run its course with people. I honestly don't believe that, because the analytics shows it's not true. But there's no support for us to keep going. How do I go out and raise money for the album when I need money for the radio station? I can't use the radio station as a platform for me as an artist. Now, my songs are in the library of the radio, and they play with everybody else. Every once in a while, they'll play on the morning show, but none of them are eligible for the countdown, and people do request them, thank goodness. But just like when people request Steve Robertson songs, I got to take them out. They get disqualified. The sad thing is my songs get disqualified on other radio stations that play Christian country too. And it has nothing to do with the merit of the song. I can handle that. But just because you don't like Hunter Logan, the radio guy, you disqualify his music. Or you think I have no integrity, as it was told to me, because I'm doing both. Yeah, I was doing music long before I was doing this. But I wasn't telling people about Jesus in my music. I was telling them about sleeping around, getting drunk, partying down, having a good time. That's what I was writing about, telling people about. And he shut it down. He said, "You're going to do this." And some of the very... This is what's wild about all this. Some of the very artists that I have played, and I was the first one to play. HLE Radio was the first one to play them. Get them out there. They've come here. They did the Christian Country Cafe. HLE Radio's been very, very nice to them. Some of those same artists, as soon as I came out with the first album, Prodigal, they just quit talking to me, quit having anything to do with the radio station. Unbelievable. I'm not out on the road trying to book myself. And unless the Lord says, "That's what you're going to do and leave the radio station behind," I'm not going to. It's just another tool in the toolbox. When I get a chance to go, I'm grateful and I will go. When I'm afforded the opportunity to share Jesus through my music, I will. But most of my sharing is going to be done off my YouTube channel. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why this next album, I want to make it free to everyone and just charge them a subscription to my YouTube channel. And when I say charge them, it's free. Just once you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you can download it. So that's what I'm working towards. But even that's a fight. But in order to do so, I have to try to separate the artist from the DJ, which I'm finding hard to do. So I might just have to stay combined. I might just have to merge them together. And it might just have to be radio personality, artist. Artist, radio personality. I don't care what the label is for me. As long as I'm leading people to Jesus, as long as I'm telling people about Jesus, call me what you want. I say it all the time. You can say what you want to say, but your actions will always prove who you are. It's the fruit. No, we don't judge people, but we can be fruit inspectors. You better know the difference between the fruit. You also better know your master's voice, because Satan is a great ventriloquist. He'll disguise his voice. He comes in as an angel of light. The Bible says that, not me. I'm just repeating what the Word says. That's why the Word's so important, people. If you don't know it, that's why it'll get you. You got to know it. And that's going to do it for season 7. Only 10 episodes this season. We're going to start season 8 on the next one. Listen. Help us if you can. Support HLE Radio. Several ways you can support us. We're 501c3. Everything that comes in through Hunter Logan, the artist, 100% of it goes right in HLE Radio. Because it's ministry. If anyone of you would like to donate the rest of the money needed to finish the project, hey, God will bless you. I'll make sure you get credit for it on the project. Just hit me up. You know how to do it. I'm easy to get in touch with. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I really do. And thank you so much for telling folks about it. Until next time and next season, I'll see you.